I'm no expert, but I think the trail goes this way.
A few years ago, I got to this point in my life where, you know, the thought of just paying bills the rest of my life or raising a family and taking kids to soccer practice or all that stuff just seemed so boring to me. I mean, for some people, it's great, and that's all that a lot of people aspire to. But for me, I just thought there was so much more out there, and there's an awful lot of this world that I wanted to see.
You can imagine something your whole life, and you can fantasize about it. You know, sometimes when you're just about to do it, you feel like you're taking that step off a cliff. And even though you know it's a soft landing, and this cliff isn't very tall in some ways, in other ways, it is.
Welcome back to Sounds of the Trail. I'm Gizmo, your host, and this is the second episode of Season 3. Once again, we are at the beginning of hiking season, ready to follow along with the thru-hikers as they make their way along some of America's long trails. But before we get started, it's time for some introductions. First, thanks to Audible for supporting Sounds of the Trail. To show your support too, head over to audible.com/hikertalk to get your own free audiobook with a 30-day free trial. I like to tell people that this is a podcast about thru-hiking, where thru-hikers interview other thru-hikers about thru-hiking while they thru-hike. What I'm saying is, this podcast isn't so much about trails as about the people who are on them. And the thru-hikers who do the hard work as our trail correspondents are the critical part. So I'd like to introduce our new correspondents for the year. Let's start on the Appalachian Trail.
Hello there, this is Dr. Dan, trail name Grapevine. I'm a retired university professor, academic physician. I early on did a lot of research on herpes viruses. That's a little esoteric, I guess, and taught a lot of pathology in medical schools and then got into administration, which got old pretty darn quickly. And later on got into global health and did a fair amount of work on neonatal survival and helped put together a neonatal intensive care unit in Haiti. And well, I guess I'll tell you a little bit more about how I got to where I am in a second, but I thought maybe I'd tell you what I'm hiking first. I'm doing the Appalachian Trail. I'm going to do a flip-flop. I'm going to start in Harper's Ferry. I'm going to start actually on my birthday, which is this Tuesday, the 18th. I'll be 65. Yay, Medicare. And heading north to Mount Katahdin. Why am I doing it? Why am I doing that particular trail in that particular way? Well, I'm doing it that particular way because I just know how many people start down at Springer Mountain. And as much as part of me wants to start there, I love the Appalachian Trail. And there's part of me that just, I guess, environmentally, ecologically, feels that some people just need to start at a different place. So, you know, why am I doing the trail this time? Well, actually, I've been wanting to do it since I was about 20 years old. My family was on a trip, and we happened to go through the Smokies. I fell in love with the Smokies and decided that I was going to hike the Appalachian Trail through the Smokies that year, which ended up being a hell of an experience because I was pretty naive, and I thought that spring break in the Smokies would be like the tropics. Well, needless to say, back then I was a poor college student. I wore a cotton coat, sweated through it. That night, the temperature went to about 5 degrees Fahrenheit. And I woke up the next morning, yeah, you got it. The sleeves were so frozen solid. And I remember beating the coat against the side of the shelter so I could get my arms in it. Well, if the coat froze, you know, our water froze and everything froze. So that was a pretty crazy trip. But I loved it and decided then and there I was going to do the whole thing. Life got in the way, not only through work, and I was one of those people that probably was a, as I say, chained to the desk, though I did manage to have five of the most wonderful kids in the world. But I would say, probably about 8 years ago, I started having some really close friends pass away. I mean, I just tell you one very quickly. Probably my closest professional colleague, his name was Charlie. He and I used to go to meetings and we sit down afterwards and have a couple of brews. And he'd talk about what he was going to do in his retirement. He'd talk about how he was going to go to the mountains and do some journaling and editing and all this great stuff and how he loved the mountains. And you know, a year later, he came down with cancer, and 2 years later, he died. And that story repeated itself. And I finally said, you know, why am I delaying something I've wanted to do my whole life? I can always go back and do other things. You know, this isn't the end of the world. I need to do this when I still have the, I guess, the vitality and the energy. And so I started putting a plan together. I got bad knees. I played tackle football in grade school. So I had to get a knee replaced. So then I started working out after that. And my first big hike was the El Camino de Santiago from southern France across northern Spain. And then I did, for grins and giggles, about a month and a half later, Hadrian's Wall across northern England, and did a shakedown cruise again on the Appalachian Trail last fall, figured out what I really needed and got it all together. And that's essentially where I am. As I said, I'm pretty excited, but I have to say I'm also a little anxious. This is a pretty big undertaking, and even though you can imagine something your whole life and you can fantasize about it, you know, sometimes when you're just about to do it, you feel like you're taking that step off a cliff. And even though you know it's a soft landing and this cliff isn't very tall in some ways, in other ways, it is. So the overriding emotion is I'm pretty pumped, I'm pretty excited, and I can't wait to get started. And I look forward to telling you all about the trail as I meet other hikers and through the experiences of other hikers. So signing off, it's Grapevine here.
There are lots of ways to do a thru-hike, and there's always a strong draw to the classic approach, where you start at one end of the trail and hike straight through to the other. But there are good reasons to do flip-flops, where you allow yourself to mix and match the sections a little bit, which lets you adjust for weather and conditions and crowds and alternate start dates. Here at Sounds of the Trail, we strongly believe the best type of thru-hike is the one that you do, as our experience informs us that they are all infinitely more beautiful than the thru-hike you didn't do. The stories of Grapevine's colleagues struck uncomfortably close to home. A project manager at my own workplace was all set to retire recently, just wrapping up loose ends before he was going to go sailing around the Caribbean. Well, he ended up leaving work a few weeks earlier than planned, and now he's doing rounds of chemo for stage 4 cancer instead. It's easy to get caught up in the general way of things, but it's worth stepping back for a minute and thinking about what you really want to do with your life. That said, it's hard to do big things without a little support. Thanks to Audible for supporting this podcast. Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original shows, news, comedy, the works. Two hikers know that audiobooks are great to listen to on those days when your feet hurt, your pack is feeling heavy, but they are also fabulous during commutes, cleaning the bathtub, and all that other stuff we have to do in our real life between through hikes. Audible is offering your audience a free audiobook along with a 30-day free trial. If you want to listen to it, well, Audible has it. Just go to audible.com/hikertalk, browse their unmatched selection of audio content, download a title for free, and start listening. It's that easy. I've had my own Audible subscription for years now, but lately I've been listening to the audiobook Barkskins by Annie Prue, the author of The Shipping News. Just like Sounds of the Trail is a podcast of a place, the trails, Barkskins is a novel of a place. And the lives and the stories of the human characters are indelibly shaped and then shape back the place of the story, which is the deep old woods of Maine and Quebec. If you're also somebody who likes to think about who we are in relation to the wilds in the world, you might check it out. So take advantage of the offer and get a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/hikertalk. Again, Audible has chosen us out of thousands of podcasts to support, and if you would also like to support us, once again, go to audible.com/hikertalk. So, when I hiked the Arizona Trail last year, I ran into a hiker who was very close to being what you might call a triple-tripler. That is, not only has he hiked the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, he's hiked them each twice. And then after that, he hiked them all again, although by that point he wasn't quite so concerned about start points and end points so much as spending the time that he wanted on the trail. And that's not counting the other trails he's done. This guy's easily got over 25,000 miles on his feet. This kind of devotion utterly fascinates me. So that morning, as we chatted for company, I tried to get him to explain why he kept hiking. Surely there was some deep motivation spurring him onward, something mystically compelling him forward, forward. Anyhow, all I got out of him was, yeah, I just really like to walk. Something to be said for knowing your own mind, but also for the pleasures of walking. I've noticed that after the first thru-hike, thru-hikers sort of split into two camps. There are the thru-hikers who had a wonderful, amazing adventure that they will always remember. And then there's the thru-hikers who find out that they really like to walk. The second camp is the crew you find coming back to the trail again and again. The next new correspondent I would like to introduce is Endless, who is starting the final hike for his own Triple Crown this year by hiking the Continental Divide. He's ran into our correspondents on both the Pacific Crest Trail and the Appalachian Trail, and now he's going to take a turn behind the mic himself. I'll let him introduce himself and fill us in on his hiking background, but, spoiler alert, there's a lot of hiking involved. Here he is.
Hi, my name is Endless, and it's March 15th, 2017, and I'm at my house in Lynn, Massachusetts. I'd just like to take a few minutes and tell you about myself and how I got into thru-hiking and where I'm at with it. I'm 34 years old. I've heard that it's considered middle-aged for thru-hiking, or I know that I've been referred to as that middle-aged guy. Whatever that means. I didn't think it was middle-aged, but anyway. I'm from Lynn, Mass., and Lynn is about 10 miles north of Boston. It's a medium-sized city. It's right on the coast. And up until recently, I have spent most of my life here, and I just started traveling extensively about the last 3 years or so. I grew up a pretty active kid. My family used to spend a lot of summers up in New Hampshire, and my parents were very active, so they'd have my brothers and my sister and I, and they'd take us for day hikes up in the White Mountains. But to thru-hike a long trail was never even on the radar for me. A few years ago, I got to this point in my life where, you know, the thought of just paying bills the rest of my life or raising a family and taking kids to soccer practice or all that stuff just seemed so boring to me. I mean, for some people, it's great, and that's all that a lot of people aspire to. But for me, I just thought there was so much more out there, and there's an awful lot of this world that I wanted to see. So in 2014, I signed up for this race. It was a 50-mile trail race in Colorado, and I'd never covered that kind of distance before. Plus, it was at elevation, so I'd never been higher than Mount Washington, which is like 6,200 feet. So my plan was to take 2 months off from work and then just drive all over the country, you know, specializing in out west. So lots of stuff that I'd never seen before, and live in a car, you know, stay in hostels, go hiking, go running, and not really have any kind of a schedule except for, you know, to get back to this race. And the race was at the end of the 2 months. So it was at the end of June 2014, and it was in Pine, Colorado, which is outside of Denver. So I spent 2 months all over the country, and it was great. I had so much fun. I met a ton of great people. I didn't have any kind of agenda. So if I met someone that I liked, you know, I hung out with them for a while, and if anybody had a suggestion, like, oh, you got to go check this out, you know, that was my next stop. So I was out hiking on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State, which is incredible. And I met this girl there. She goes by Lucky Winner on the trails. She was really cool. She was going south, I was going north, and she said, you know, she lived in Seattle. So I asked her, I said, well, I'm going to Seattle next, so is it cool if I, you know, stay on your porch or stay in your backyard or whatever? And she was like, yeah, yeah, for sure, you know. I got done with that little backpacking trip a few days later, and I called her up, and she was like, yeah, you know, come through to Seattle. So I stopped there. I stayed with her for a couple days, and we had a great time. And she had hiked half the PCT in 2013, and she was going down to Mammoth to go north and finish up the rest of it. And she invited me with her. So I was like, all right, you know, that sounds great. I mean, I think I'd heard of the PCT, but I had never, you know, I never anticipated myself hiking it. I didn't know people through hiked the whole thing. Maybe I'd only heard of the John Muir Trail, but whatever. So I took a few days. I drove down to Mammoth, and she had to go somewhere else, and then she met me there. And that week that I spent on the PCT was, it was just awesome. And anybody that's been to that section, like, so we went to Mammoth, and then we got into Red's Meadow, and I hiked from Red's Meadow to Sonora Pass. So all through the Sierras, and it was like right in the middle of June. It was primo hiking season. I met a bunch of thru hikers. I was so jealous of all of them because they were staying on that trail and they were just going to continue for the rest of the summer. But, oh man. So anyway, yeah, I was on the trail for a week, and then I had to head towards Colorado for the race. And I went to Colorado, ran the race, you know, did the damn thing. It was great. Had a good time. And then drove home after that, and then back to work, back to my life back here in Lynn. After that, that, you know, it wasn't so much the race that stuck with me. It was that week on the PCT. I thought about it so much. And after a few months, I just decided, you know, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to, you know, to through hike that whole trail next year. And so that's what I did. Yeah, I was able to get the time off the following year. In 2015, I've hiked from Campo to Skykomish or whatever, I can never remember how to say that name, but to Stevens Pass, and I got all the way up there, so almost 2,500 miles, and there were big wildfires, the trail was closed. It was kind of heartbreaking. I was crushed. So the crew that I was with, we hitched around up into Canada, and we hiked south to the monument because we didn't know how long the trail was going to be closed for. You know, we could have waited it out, I guess, but we just didn't. So we hiked south to the monument from Manning Park, and then we just called it a hike. And after that, we all just kind of, you know, went our separate ways. I mean, it was cool. It was really cool how we finished. We were able to go up, and we all went to the monument and everything, and it was just like the big section that we skipped. So I don't know. It loomed over my head for a year until I was able to finish it. But anyway, so I left there, and you know, those three, they all went their ways, and I still had about a month before I had to get back home. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I ended up visiting some friends in Yakima and Seattle, and I got down to PCT days in Cascade Locks. So I stayed there for a couple days, and I almost joined up with another crew and got back on the trail somewhere else, but, you know, I didn't. My 2015 through hike of the PCT was done. I decided I was going to try to, like, hitchhike home, you know, hitchhike from Cascade Locks all the way back to Boston. And I gave it a shot. I spent the next 4 days hitchhiking, and I stopped, you know, visiting friends in a few different places. I went down to Utah, and I saw the Eggs, some other hikers, which was really cool. I stopped in Colby, Kansas, and I saw Schemes. And I got all the way to Kansas City, Missouri, and I was just done. I was exhausted. I just was so tired, and I got a cheap flight from Kansas City to Boston, and I got home, and I still wasn't done. I had a few weeks left, so my mom, actually, she drove me out to the Appalachian Trail. She drove me to Mount Greylock. She hiked Mount Greylock with me, and then she dropped me off in North Adams, and I did the Vermont section of the AT, and I got up to Hanover, New Hampshire. I think it was pouring out or something. I had some friends that were renting a cabin out in Maine, like off the coast of Maine. So they were like, oh, you know, come through. And I ended up doing that. And that capped off my 2015 season. So when I got back to like my, you know, my life at home and work and everything, I think a lot of people thought like, oh, you know, this is like a pinnacle of a trip. For me, this, you know, that was only in the beginning. I think that just the start of this whole lifestyle. Like, all I really want to do is, you know, work for a few months and then try to like maximize my time where I can just go hiking and living in the woods and living very minimalist and very primal, which I think that through hiking is. So yeah, I was home for a little bit, and it wasn't even a question for me. I knew right away, like, all right, next year I'm also going to through hike. I just, you know, didn't know what I was going to do. So I ended up, I work lots of extra shifts at work. So I was able to accrue the time for the following year. And in 2016, I did a little bit of traveling beforehand. I went down to New Orleans with some friends. And then I went from New Orleans to Atlanta, and then I pretty much walked home. I did the AT from, you know, from south to north, and I kind of cruised along. I did it in 80 days, which it was fun. It was a thrill. It was super challenging to go that quickly, but I'm not sure I recommend it. Like, I think I want to go back and do the Appalachian Trail another time in my life. So hopefully I will someday. But anyway, there's pros and cons to, you know, the style in which you hike. If you're going to hike fast, like I did last year, that allowed me to have a couple more months of traveling after the fact to do all kinds of other stuff. So I ended up, I got on the Colorado Trail with some PCT friends, with Queen Bee, Prickly Pear, BK, and Nomad. And the Colorado Trail, I had so much fun. Absolutely loved it. And yeah, I did that for like the month of August or whatever. We did that, and then we did like this road trip through southwest Colorado, which is such a beautiful area, which I really love. Like that, I really love that landscape, the desert and everything, and hiked some 14ers. And then, let's see, what did I do? Oh yeah, then I went back up to the northwest. I met up with some of my crew from the year before. I met up with Schemes and Tammy, and S&M joined us, and we did the remaining miles of the PCT, which was so great. It was, you know, the last couple hundred miles is like one of the most beautiful sections of the whole trail, I think. It was sad the year before how the trail had just ended so abruptly for us, but it wasn't just because the trail ended. I mean, there was so much in that last couple hundred miles that, like, you hear about Stehekin and the Bakery and the North Cascades. You hear about that stuff the whole trail, and that's like this carrot that you're chasing the whole trail. And to miss it was sad. But to be able to go back and do that section and join up with my friends again, it was incredible. I was so lucky to have that week going through that area with them. We did it. We got back, saw the monument again for the trail, and that was it. That was my, I'd finished the PCT. So since I've been home, you know, I've been home since end of September, you know, I've been trying to just, you know, work as much as I can, as much as that's reasonable to allow me to have another season to go through hiking for 2017. And I set myself up nicely for that. I mean, my winter was pretty good. Did a lot of skiing, took a trip out to Colorado, skied for a week out there, and that was great. I did a fair amount of hiking and running around New England, you know, stuff I like to do. And also, you know, my whole family's there. I get three siblings, and their families are all starting to grow, so I spend a lot of time with family, and that's, you know, that's really what it's all about, right? And right now, I mean, I guess I'm ready to get out of Massachusetts. I get 6 more weeks, and then I head out west. I'm hiking the CDT, and I'm super, super excited. I can't wait. I've done a good amount of planning for this hike. Not too much. I don't want to overdo it. I never want to take fate out of the picture, you know what I mean? I made some upgrades on gear, which is important. I got a new pack I'm excited about. And, yeah, I don't know. I try not to think about the hike too much because I'd like to enjoy my time here also. But it sure will be nice just to, like, get up and walk all day long, every day. I don't know. I love it. I really like walking all day, taking everything in, listening to music, listening to a bunch of podcasts, just thinking about stuff and not really having anything else to worry about except, you know, your next meal, your next water, your next camp, or your next little chore that you have to do. You know, and everybody that you meet out there is, you know, pretty much on a mission of their own, which is cool. So many people are always, I don't know, I think about it this way, like, when you meet people that are out through hiking, they're also on this, like, 5-month vacation. So everybody that you meet through hiking is usually in a pretty good mood. It's not like the people that you meet in everyday life where people have, like, you know, coming back and forth from their regular jobs or taking care of their kids or, you know, doing, like, whatever it is that people do, you know, that puts people in a bad mood and gives them stress. When you're on the trail, people really shouldn't be all that stressed out. It's pretty laid-back atmosphere. So anyway, I'll be hiking the CDT North this year. I'm starting the end of April or early May from New Mexico. And if you see me on the trail, say hello and introduce yourself. And I don't know, maybe we'll change the course of each other's lives. Or maybe we'll just like walk a couple miles together. Or whatever. Thanks for listening to my story tonight. Good night.
There's a lot of the world out there to see, and Endless is seeing it one step at a time. But he's not the only hiker coming back for more. This season will have some familiar voices.
Hey friends, this is Hey Girl. Well, I'm back here in my hometown of Springfield, Virginia, just next to Washington, D.C. And I've been here for the last 6 months since I got off the Appalachian Trail. And I've been having a great time getting reacclimated to life off the trail, seeing friends, seeing family, working part-time. And I've also been working on another little plan called Through Hike the PCT in 2017. So that's what I'll be doing this spring and summer. I'll leave for the trail on May 14th. And I'll be walking from Campo in the southern terminus north to Manning Park, just across the border in Canada. It seems kind of crazy to think I'll be out there again for another 4 or 4.5 months, but crazy in the best sort of way. I've been researching the trail, talking to a lot of friends that I knew from the AT that have done the PCT, and reaching out to other folks that have done it. It's been an interesting process because in one sense I feel like I'm experienced and seasoned from my 6 months on the Appalachian Trail, but then again, the PCT is a different trail in many ways. You have to prepare for differences in weather, more extreme conditions with the terrain, and some changes in terms of what your gear is. So I've been learning my way through all of that, talking to folks who know a lot more than I do, and just getting excited. So a couple things that I found that are interestingly different. I am more aware, I suppose, of things that's important to focus on this go around. Last year, this time, I had just hopped on the Appalachian Trail and I was already 2 weeks in. It was funny. I remember both writing in my journal, which I've reread recently, and at the time thinking, wow, a lot of the preparation I did or things that I spent time worrying about really didn't matter. And those were things like resupply boxes, counting certain things up in weight and ounces that I ended up sending home. So that's been a good lesson for me this go around. But then at the same time, one thing I know from last year is whatever you don't know, you kind of figure out along the way. So should I end up needing to change things up, then you just recalibrate while you're out there. Whereas when I was going into my first thru hike, it seemed in many ways like you needed to figure things out before you even got on the trail. I was very focused on having things fixed or or organized before I got out there. And then I just realized it's like life in many ways, where you prepare to a certain degree, but then you just move with the flow and figure things out as you go along. Pick up what you need when you get to places, and otherwise just keep walking. But all in all, a lot of things are shaping up to be similar. What I found is people are just as excited on the West Coast as they are on the East Coast for these long trails. A community of people I've talked to that are both seasoned hikers and future hikers, they're super stoked, and there's just a great rapport and camaraderie among the hikers. I'm going to do a few things differently this time, some new projects while I'm out on the trail. I'll still happily be interviewing hikers for Sounds of the Trail, which I'm stoked about. And I really hope to gain more stories and understand a little bit of the different perspectives and maybe the different cultures from the East and the West hiking communities. And I'm also really keen to focus on the different landscapes and ecosystems and just what that means in terms of the long trails and the dynamics of people that are attracted to the trail. My through hike of the Appalachian Trail was really life-changing, as these things tend to be for people. One thing that happened for me both on the trail but very intensely after is it created a deeper sense of personal reflection for how I want to spend my life. What do I want to devote my time to? What do I want to spend my money on? And who do I want to be a part of my life? I suppose when we get out into nature, whether for short or long periods of time, one thing we all find is that we can be very, very happy in the outdoors, and even more so very connected to the people around us and ourselves. And so often today, life moves at these fast paces, and we can become attached to technology and attached to a lot of worries that happen in the modern and technologically driven world. But it's really a return to who your values are as a person and the most pure forms of enjoyment, where all you're doing is using your body and existing off of what you can carry in your backpack, but then also focusing on your time with people. And that is a really, really important thing. And it's been a deep commitment to mine since being off the trail, and perhaps while I'm doing this other through hike. I think, you know, there are many things in life we do that grow us into the people we most want to be. And at this time in my life, I found that through hiking has really done that for me. I'm kind of one of those people, I'm always looking to try new things, explore, be a better person, and contemplate, you know, how we can be better to one another. And what I found is through hiking really does that for you as a person, but it also really connects you to place and space. And for me, I grew up on the East Coast of the United States in the Washington, D.C. area, and my through hike, the Appalachian Trail, really bonded me to the United States in a way that I hadn't had before. I'd spent a lot of time traveling growing up as a kid, and then in my work for the last 10 years for an international nonprofit. And while I love those experiences and they've made me who I am, my hike of the Appalachian Trail really made me proud to be an American, and also to get to know a lot of small towns along the East Coast that are very different from where I'm from, but yet they're the same because they're full of wonderful people. And I feel excited about that as well for the Pacific Crest Trail through hike. I think it's so important today, now more than ever, especially in the political climate that we're in, to get to know the country that we're from, get to know people around us, get to know different people, get to know different parts of the country, and really listen and sometimes just understand by being there and seeing them. And so I know that the PCT is going to be sharply different in ways with who's there on the trail, what the landscapes look like, and then even the culture. But at the same time, I expect to have these great connections with people that are really a rare breed of self-selecting folks that go out to and take the time and really make big sacrifices to be away from family, friends, their jobs, and a lot of the security of life off trail. One other thing that's going to be interesting for me is I met a great guy on the Appalachian Trail who we hiked together for 2,100 of the 2,200 miles of the Appalachian Trail. And along our hike, we started dating, and we still are. But we are going to only hike a little of this trail together. He's been awesome and supportive, and I really have my heart invested in the PCT, and he is not as keen on doing the whole thing. I think he's ready to kind of stay at home for a little while, and he said he wants to support me and be there for the beginning of the hike, so we're going to go out together, start hiking together, which I'm so excited for, because at this point, after our long through hike the Appalachian Trail when we met out there, I really associate so many great times and good companionship with him. So it will be different, and it's definitely been something I've been thinking about, where, you know, it'll be a different part of each day to not be with him. But I'm super excited to go out, and I think in those ways it will probably also be a new and defining factor for me. Lots of awesome people to meet all around the country, and I'm jazzed for that. So I guess, you know, that's a good summary of where I'm coming from and how I'm feeling. Pumped, I'm excited, I'm a little anxious, but at the same time I know it will all work out the way it will work out, and that's usually a good thing, you know? Ready, I feel prepared in some ways of things I need to research, and at the same time I'm open and spontaneous to the fact that a lot of these things with your through hike, you just have to let happen and be ready and excited for the adventure. So that's that for me. So for now, this is Hey Girl signing off from Sounds of the Trail.
We're really excited that Hey Girl gave in to the gravitational pull of the trail, and she is back with us for another season. Wrapping up our correspondent team will be a couple with a slightly different mission, sounds correspondents. One of my complaints with outdoor media in general is how visually based it is. Screen after screen of incredible images of awesome places, but also frozen, meager imitations of the real thing. When I first came home after my own hike of the Pacific Crest Trail, I could hardly look at my pictures. They felt so thin after the experience itself. There was just so much that wasn't there in them. But then again, here I am producing outdoor audio, and it's mostly just talking. So the goal is to have Aaron and Adrian, musicians and adventurers, help capture some of the other sounds of the trail, and bring them to us. Here's their introduction.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Aaron Burkmoran, aka Detour. I'm a 36-year-old dude from Beverly, Massachusetts. I'm a musician. I play in the rock band Caspian. We're an instrumental act. And this is my wife, Adrian.
Hey, Aaron. I don't have a trail name yet, so we'll see. As Aaron said, we live up in Beverly, Massachusetts. And Aaron asked me to do this through hike with him about a year ago. And now we're gearing up to actually do it.
And actually, it all started when I was on my going out for my bachelor party. I took some of the guys from the band and my brother, and we went for a hike in the White Mountains for a few days. Had the most amazing time. Almost had like kind of like a group, like a band therapy session out there. We were on our way back, driving home from New Hampshire back to Beverly, and I just had this overwhelming sensation that I had to through hike the Appalachian Trail. I got home, sat down, talked with Adrian, and well, pretty much here we are, right, honey?
Yeah, when you first said that you wanted to do the thru hike, I mean, the look on your face was so serious. I don't know. I've just never seen you propose something like with like that look of intensity to me before. So I just said yes immediately without even really kind of like, I don't know. That's just me though. You know, I love adventures. I love travel. And it was just like so natural for us to just want to just go do that. I mean, why wouldn't anyone want to do this is my question.
I totally agree with you. At this point, I don't know. It just seems like the way, the path.
Yeah. When you are hiking, you have this freedom of your mind and your spirit to just be kind of in nature and at peace. And it's an opportunity to spend a lot of time together working, you know, working on a shared goal with everything that we have and being so focused on that together. I think that's going to be an excellent change. And now we're going from the couple that spent the least amount of time together to the couple that spends the most amount of time together.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm expecting from this. I don't know. I feel like I've kind of learned to not try to expect things, but at the same time, you can't go into something without expectations. What are you expecting?
I'm most excited to just see the beauty. Simple. That's it. You know, we do this to see the world. I mean, as much as we can. You've traveled a lot. I'm not quite as well traveled, but
you're getting there. You're getting there.
We love adventure. We love seeing the beautiful, you know, places in the world. And hey, the people's trail, America's backyard, AT, here we come.
We're on our way. We'll see it in the beginning of May.
Aaron and Adrian will also be doing a flip-flop through hike of the Appalachian Trail to fit in a through hike around all the other things they have going on in their lives. And that's all we have for today. We've got a lot of walking ahead of us, so stay tuned and happy trails.